You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick Allen. She could pop up in your living room and do comedy sometime soon. That's what this bit is, right?
Yeah.
What's it called there again?
Lincoln, Saturday night. We're going to be somewhere.
Don't tell comedy.
Don'tTellComedy.com.
And you just check that.
Put in Lincoln. We'll be there.
Especially a pop-up comedy show somewhere,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea where.
Our Blaze listeners. Yeah, he doesn't know. Yeah, she doesn't know.
Oh, you don't. You don't even know.
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
I know it's going to be in Lincoln on Saturday.
Lincoln on Saturday.
It's going to be in Scott Frost's office.
Right. After the game.
Right.
And you can break down film with Scott Frost and hear comedy from Nick Allen.
Well, at what point do you know?
Oh, I'll probably find out on Friday.
Yeah, on the way when he's driving there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 45 minutes to Lincoln. I'll find.
So it could be your garage.
Yeah, it'll be someplace cool. I know they've done bookstores, tattoo parlors, music, like guitar shops. It'll be someplace cool.
Okay, all public.
Yeah.
Not private residence.
Yeah, they didn't even tell the person. It's just people start knocking their dude's door.
Right. Yeah. Clear out your living room, dude.
You got a basement?
I wouldn't be surprised if they do a house show.
Right, that's like an unwelcome Christmas caroler.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, just coming in to do a set.
Oh, God, we've seen carolers coming down the street at our house before. We're like, what do we do? We hide? Like, turn off the lights. Don't answer the door.
Comedian Josh Wolf's in the studio this tomorrow and the next day. He's actually at someplace we know. It's called the Funny Bone.
It's an established comedy club.
Brick and mortar.
I like this idea, Nick. I think you do. You just take Christmas carol. It's open mic. House to house.
Yeah.
Just knock on the door. I'm doing three minutes. Yeah. Sit tight.
I've thought about doing that at bars with the PA before.
Just walk in with the PA and turn on?
Yeah.
Start telling jokes
like,
in the corner?
Hey, we're going to tell jokes for 15 minutes. Throw some money in his hat. I need to pay some bills. I'm going to head down the street. See ya.
That's true. Because drunks and bars are always accommodating.
Yeah. Like Richard and Austin, we've been on the way to like small town shows and we stop to have a beer somewhere. And then we're like, well, this place is pretty cool. Maybe we should just do a show here. Like, now we got to head down the road.
Well, do you make notes of those locations? Hit them up later?
We should.
You really should.
Man. Yeah.
I guess today is Thanks Birth Control Day.
Oh, yeah.
Why today?
Because it's November 13th.
Okay.
I watch Shameless.
You can say that about any of the days.
You don't need to watch the show.
I got no idea. Why not today?
Well, sometimes it coincides with, this is the day the birth control pill was patented, or, you know, something like that.
There's a guy,
sometimes things make sense.
One of the guys on Shameless, his condom broke during a sex act, a new season, and they run into a drugstore to get, the girl's jumping up and down, and the girl behind the counter goes, Plan B, aisle 5.
Now, they did a big rant about, because it was a 90s-filled Family Guy
episode. Yeah, you mentioned that,
Adam Duritz, and all the girlfriends he had.
Yeah, I was just watching Counting Crows yesterday.
Emmy Rossum was in that roster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure those were all accurate.
We're talking
references.
About Friends. He was dating... I think he dated both girls on Friends.
I believe they led Courtney with Jennifer Cox. Aniston and Courtney Cox.
Yeah, that was two. He dated both those.
He must not have had very...
he's a very emotional dude, man.
Yeah, must not have had a lot of lengthy relationships because they went through a laundry list. Yeah.
This sideshow Bob washout, they called him.
Of Hollywood hotties.
Yeah.
Must have had a lengthy hog as well.
Yeah, he was an emotional. It was the mid-90s, man. That band was huge, you know. He's an emotional singer.
Yeah, I don't know if any of these ladies were size queens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christina Applegate. That was another one mentioned.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. He went through the entire 90s spank bank.
Yeah, exactly.
It was more impressive than John Mayer's list.
Yeah, he was John Mayer before John Mayer. He might even be wiener cousins with John Mayer.
One of those.
You didn't have to waste all that time practicing the guitar.
Right.
Was Liv Tyler on there?
I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
And my computer just froze up, so I can't scroll on the ranker.
He was typing in Adam. What's his name again?
Duritz.
I literally was just watching him yesterday. It was a new Access TV concert with the Counting Crows. Yeah. And he's a recent one, too.
He just has a regular haircut now, doesn't he?
Nope. He's still got the dreads.
He recently got rid of those,
Well, it must have been real recent, because his concert's about a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, but those have been extensions forever.
Oh, yeah.
And he hasn't been really
all dread guys
coy about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just puts on the wig and goes to work.
It was on this date in 1992. Riddick Bowe became the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world with a unanimous decision over Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1999. Lennox Lewis defeated Evander Holyfield in a unanimous decision to become the undisputed heavyweight boxing champion of the world.
Bad day for Evander. Why do you hate November 14th? Oh, 13th. He hates November 13th. Don't ask him. Can't fight on that day anymore.
How's he doing now? Those guys, he got punched in the head a lot.
Yeah, he did. I think he saved his cash.
Yeah, I think he's doing well for
cash.
Yeah,
I think he does pretty well.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Apparently it's cold for millions of Americans.
Yeah.
Several cities dealing with record-breaking snow and cold.
Yeah, no assets from Florida sending us notes about how nice it is this morning.
Yeah, we kind of asked for that, though, and they do it on purpose. The guy in Phoenix, what, he said he had to shovel some sunshine off his deck or something like that? Yeah. I said deck.
They were all drinking, too. Like morning drinkers.
I got no problem. Well, we can't, we can't get morning drinkers any crap.
He wasn't going to salt his driveway. He was going to salt his margarita.
That was right.
Yeah, those in glass houses.
Yeah.
Out of France comes a bit of a wild story. The AFP reporting that since the middle of last month, almost a ton.
Is that the Associated Effing Press?
Yes.
The AFP?
Yeah. Associated Press.
Well, if it's out of France, it might be the Associated,
French Press.
You stutterers, too.
Can we move on?
You kids that stutter.
Nick, is that okay?
It's up to you, man. Just move on. Just move on when you're disgusted.
Since the middle of last month, almost a ton.
Then he'd do nothing but moving on. He's always disgusted.
Sometimes more than others.
The next words to shut him up.
For example,
go ahead. What's next
now he's probably more disgusted than most times.
Yeah, I think it's building.
See, this is how you shut him up with these next words. Almost a ton of extremely pure cocaine.
All right.
And other drugs. What? Not then? Not then?
We didn't shut up.
What happened to the cocaine?
Took the whole bar.
Almost a ton of extremely pure cocaine and other drugs have washed up from the Atlantic onto beaches hundreds of miles apart.
We found
cops are patrolling the beaches.
A pound less than a ton of coke.
Well, this is all over. Just showing up.
Oh, I got it.
Hundreds of miles away from each other.
Right.
Is it well wrapped? You know, does it
they know what they're doing
from sitting in the ocean?
Yes, it is well wrapped.
Okay.
Cops are patrolling the beaches for two reasons. To protect the innocent beachgoers.
And coked up fish.
And to bust the people who've heard about these drugs showing up and wandering the beaches looking for them.
Just combing the beach for some cocaine.
Yes. This week, for example, a teen came from hours away and was busted at this surfing beach after picking up 11 pounds of cocaine.
Oh, because he saw it and just picked it up.
11 pounds.
Wow. Well, he came from hours away for this reason, apparently. Just to see if he could find some cocaine, and he did.
This is why you don't pick up cocaine at the beach, because they're looking for you.
Well, now they are.
The trouble with this is it's so pure. They say it's 83% pure.
I think that's good.
There is there's a very high risk of overdose.
You got to cut that.
A local paper reports that some of the packages washed ashore bore the imprints Diamante or Brillante, similar to wording found on bundles that washed up in Florida after Hurricane Dorian back in September. Investigators are thinking at the moment that the drug somehow fell off a vessel from South America due to stormy weather or a mechanical problem.
Yeah.
They don't know.
But it's the same batch, they think.
It's the similar-looking bundles, at least.
They keep making coke. Too much money, too much demand.
But that kid couldn't believe his luck. You drive for that long, and you're like, ah, look at that.
Yeah. He may have been looking for it.
Busted. Yeah.
So if the word is out, then you don't go looking for it.
I guess so.
Well, I'm sure they were trying to clean it up, but you're right, though. They were trying; they couldn't find it all, and people were normal people were finding it, right?
Yeah. Found a few bales of cocaine over here. How do you know it's cocaine? What do you mean, how do I know it's cocaine?
A lot of guys grinding their teeth, walking down the beach.
Yeah. Like, couldn't that kid have said, "Yeah, I was just about to turn it into you."
Right.
I was just trying to help.
I don't know the whole story
because we don't want our beaches littered.
Don't mind that hole in that bag
with cocaine.
It's like a Reverend Horton Heat song come to life.
Yeah, it is.
Sarah Palin talked to Family Talk Christian Ministry about the divorce that she and Todd are getting.
Oh, Todd.
She said she was kind of surprised by it, but, you know, not completely. She and her husband are going through counseling right now, so it's not finalized that they're going to go through this, even though he did file. So they are still going through counseling, and, you know, you got to just keep hoping for those crazy kids.
Yeah, they'll pull through.
God, she's so quaint, though, isn't she? She was dumb, I get it, and she was not qualified for anything, but it just seems so quaint now with what's going on today. Oh, Sarah, she was a harmless piece of crap. Harmless is the key word. That's what she was, you know.
Ricky Gervais will be hosting the Golden Globes for a fifth, and he says final time.
I like him on that show because he actually rips people.
Yeah, the crowd doesn't really like him.
Yeah,
the Hollywood
they're actually looser there.
Don't really like him.
Yeah, the Golden Globes
they
don't
drink.
Mind.
They're drink.
The
they,
first
they
time he hosted it, there was a blowback.
Was it the Golden Globes or was it a different show?
No, I think it was the Golden Globes.
Because he's done this five, this will make five, and they don't invite you back if they don't like
it. No, they're drinking there. They couldn't do the Oscars. They're up too tight, the Oscars.
Figured out that the audience actually liked it. And that's the first time anyone's ever considered the people outside of the theater who hosted an award show.
I still think it's a looser atmosphere. They're drunk there.
Oh, yeah, they're having dinner and drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way more laid back.
Right.
But if you watch like the Academy Awards or the Grammys, they're all just playing to the crowd.
Well, they got rid of those.
The theater.
They got rid of those.
Yeah, they don't care about the TV audience. No. Never mind, the TV audience is 1,000 times bigger, maybe 1,000,000 times bigger than what they got inside the theater. But they pander to the people in the theater because they're stars.
They're all very special, handing each other trophies. And I've never seen.
The Golden Globes.
Anymore, I haven't seen
you
any
watch
of this
anyone,
stuff that
that'd be the one
for.
To watch because everybody's drinking, and it's really famous people. Other than that, you know, unless you're into the CMAs tonight, that's going to be great.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
The biggest night in country music.
That's going to be on in my house
until the next
that's
one.
That good.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us how bad it is. Yeah. Give us a review how bad it is.
Ought to be
is
real
the
bad.
Garage warm.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah, it's going to have to be.
Oh, call me when Kacey Musgraves is on because
I like her too. Yeah. Yeah,
holy
it's
going
to be a bunch of dudes in sequin shirts
it's
and
horrible.
Spiked hair.
Yeah.
Want to be rock
fire
stars.
Up lots of trucker in the hats. Garage, yeah. Or at least start up a car.
You'd have to fire up a couple things in the garage, right?
Close the door.
Run the pipe into the house.
Yeah.
Right.
You're taking batteries out of the carbon monoxide detector.
At MakeItGrateful.com, Shea Simmons has an article about the many theories about what causes dreams. They say there could be some links between what you're eating, when you're eating it, and the odd dreams that you have been having. They say there's no scientific solid proof that diet affects your dreams, according to the National Sleep Foundation. While dreams haven't been studied directly, sleep quality in relation to food consumption has been studied. They say that foods like whole grains, fruits, even proteins as foods that give energy to the eater, that extra bit of alertness can turn in turn affect your dreams. They talked to Ian K. Smith, Dr. Ian K. Smith.
We love regular on the show here.
And, yeah. And he explained that if you consume a ton of caffeine just before bedtime, it'll cause your mind to race, and that could be affecting your dreaming patterns. He says that also certain foods can cause more relaxed sleeping patterns. Nuts, almonds, walnuts, tart cherry juice have melatonin as well as chamomile tea. That all helps.
Nuts put you to sleep, Craig?
Well, they relax you.
Especially when you're juggling them.
Chamomile tea bag.
Chamomile tea bag.
They say that there, Molly Kimball says there's no scientific proof that spicy dishes, cheeses, or chocolate propel us towards certain dream patterns, but reflux, overeating, and improper nutrition can keep us from hitting that optimal dream stage of sleep.
Man, we cannot...
Is there a list of foods that will give you good dreams? A list of foods
that's
that
the key right there.
Bad dreams? That's what I like to know.
Yeah.
The best way to eat for sleep is to load up on nutrients, stay hydrated, make sure you're not going to go to sleep on a full or uncomfortable stomach. Fruits like figs, watermelon, prunes can help lead to a restful sleep. Herbal teas, dark chocolate, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, we don't know anybody who eats figs. Everyone we've talked to
in
here,
Newton form.
Yeah, in the only time they have consumed a fig is in Newton form.
You give me a
and
Newton.
Those are yummy.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
They are good.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is true, but it, like I say, if you believe TV and movies, anchovies always give you get a bad rap for giving you a horrible dream.
Well, pizza in general.
No more anchovies before bed.
Not a problem.
Yeah, but see, I'm pretty well hydrated by the time I go home, and you know it's nap time, and that's what interrupts my nap. Is that
gotta pee.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, I do too. I go back to bed then, you know.
Because I'll have a couple of bottles of water and a few cups of coffee in the morning, and by 1:30, I gotta get up and nap's over because I gotta pee.
Do you do any rips before you go to bed?
What's that?
Any bong rips before you go to sleep?
Sometimes, naps, I mean, if I'm having horrible anxiety dreams, sometimes when I don't want to dream, I'll take a pull off of. Apparently, I shouldn't take a pull off my vape anymore.
Don't give me
more anxiety.
I might have to load up a bowl.
There's a. I saw it on the. I don't know if it exists, but you see that there's a picture around. I was trying to find the. It's a vodka bottle, and when it's done, it's a bong.
Perfect.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Yeah. It's got the carburetor. It's glass. And you buy it as a vodka bottle, and when it's done, it's a bong.
But I didn't.
And it looks real.
Apparently, you have to supply your own stem. It didn't. It didn't look like it came.
I think
with
that'd be taped to the side or something like
that.
Yeah,
I didn't see in the cap.
Right.
Well, there are things that you can buy that will screw right onto the top of your pop bottle lid, and it immediately turns it into a bong.
That's awesome. I could use that in high school. We used to have to go to the hardware store.
it's from Holland.
Pieces of metal.
It's from Holland. That's right. Yeah. Can you get it here in the U.S. or not yet?
I think you can. I'm looking here. I think you can order it online.
It's a vodka bottle. It's got a carburetor and everything. Once that's done, you smoke weed out of it.
That's awesome.
Somebody said
it's a great gift.
And it didn't look like it
included. We could use four or five here.
It didn't include all
I'm
the
glad
hardware.
We live in the future. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You can order that somewhere?
Yeah, it's called Bong Vodka.
Oh.
How much?
I like $25 for a bottle.
All right,
not bad.
First of all, you're pouring that vodka into another container and just using the bong right away. That's what you're doing.
Where do you use some vodka as the bong water?
Sure.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
You'd have to.
Brilliant idea. Hey, you want that's for if your kids ask you what you want for Christmas, say you want that. That was a bong vodka. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Josh Wolf tomorrow. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. See ya.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.